This is Derek Prince with a word for you from the Word. God sent a man before them. Joseph was sold as a slave. They afflicted his feet with fetters. He himself was laid in irons. Until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. The life of Joseph began with great promise. Early in his youth, the Lord gave him a dream that showed him that he would be elevated to a position of great authority. He would rule over his brothers. Even his father and mother would come bowing down before him. What happened next? The very opposite of what God had promised. His brothers betrayed him, sold him as a slave into Egypt, and because he was faithful to his Egyptian master, he eventually ended up in prison. He was in fetters. His soul was in iron. How did Joseph respond to that situation? Did he say to himself, everything's gone wrong, the Lord's promise will never come true? No, I don't believe that. It says, until the time that the promise came, the word of the Lord tested him. How important it is to see that when the Lord gives us a promise, many times, everything that happens next will seem to be the very opposite of what God has promised. And it's so important at times like that we don't give up on the promise. We don't say God has forgotten, God has failed. You see, that promise that God gave us is testing us. It's testing our faith and our constancy to see if we'll hold on in the darkest hour. And when we've passed the test, then like Joseph, the promise will be fulfilled.